Bezras Hashem Yisbarech. Today's daf is Mem Tes in Maseches Erevin. It's the 269th daf in Shas. Today's daf is going to continue with yesterday's topic of three different chatzeros joining in an Eruv, and whether it depends if the Eruv from the outside chatzeros that are joined together in a line, and we say outside, we mean the ends, are allowed to carry into the other outside one. The daf will then go on to discuss on Mem Tes Amud Aleph, halachos of where someone is makbid on his Eruv, where individuals don't join him, where it's not common for people to join in an Eruv. That will continue all the way to Mem Tes Amud Beis, with a new Mishnah that will discuss someone who decides to rest his tchum under a tree. And the Mishnah will begin some, usher in actually some difficult Gemaras about the halachos of calculating the 2,000 amos. Let's pick up on the bottom of Memches Amud Beis. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav Zu Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Six lines from the bottom. We had learned that the opinion of Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah is that if you have three courtyards, and according to Rabbi Shimon, the Erev works to be able to carry in all three chatzeros, with the exception that one cannot carry from the outside chatzer. The two extremes can't carry from each other. But the middle could carry both to the outsides, and the outsides could carry at least into the middle. Says Rav Yehuda Amarav, Amar Rav Yehuda Amarav Zudu Rabbi Shimon. This is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Aval Chachamim Maimrim Rishus Achas Mishameshes L'Shtei Rishuyos. You're allowed to have one Rishus serve two Rishuyos. Rashi explains that the Rabbanan argue that if you have an Erev being made in the middle, as yesterday's daf had described, and allowing the two Chatzeros to carry inside of the middle, that's fine. That's Rishus Achas Mishameshes L'Shtei Rishuyos. However, Ve'ein Shtei Rishuyos Mishameshes L'Rishus Achas. However, two Rishuyos cannot be served by one Rishus. Rashi explains that what that means is that the middle courtyard cannot be doing two things at once. It cannot be making an Erev with one side and then be making an Erev with another side. It's fine to be able to carry from the outside into the inside by itself. That's not a problem. But it's as if the middle chatzer is being pulled in two different directions. That's the explanation of Lo shtei rishuyos misham shos rishus achas. Kamisa kamei de Shmuel. When I told this in front of Shmuel, Amar li avzu de Rabbi Shimon. He argued that even Rabbi Shimon would be makel only in the sense that the outsides could carry into the inside, but the inside cannot carry into the outside because it's been torn into two directions. In other words, the svara that was presented above, Lo shtei rishuyos misham shos rishus achas, even Rabbi Shimon agrees with it. Aval chachamim on, but the chachamim are even more machmir. Shloshtan asuris. The chachamim hold that all three are going to be usur. And the reason why all three are going to be usur is because according to Rabbanan, there's no eruv whatsoever. Rashi gives other explanations to our Gemara, but we will go with the first explanation, that according to Rabbi Shimon, the outsides are allowed to carry into the inside, and according to the Chachamim, the Erev is not going to work at all because it's being pulled in too many directions, and the outside Chatzeros were never joined together, and for that reason, there is no full Erev in these three Chatzeros. Kanya Kavase de Rabbi Yehuda Aliba de Shmuel, Amar Rabbi Shimon. We learned in a Braisa, like Rabbi Yehuda, according to Shmuel, in the name of Rabbi Shimon, we learned, L'ma'ad avar dome, l'sholosh chatzeros ha-psuchah zu l'zu psuchah l'rishus ha-rabim, irvu shtayim im amtsos, zu mevi'a b'soch besa v'ocheles, v'zo mevi'a b'soch besa v'ocheles. L'ma'ad avar dome, what's the case in which you have overlapping tchumin comparable to, the same language we had in our Mishnah, l'sholosh chatzeros ha-psuchah zu l'zu, if you have three chatzeros that are open to each other, u'psuchah l'rishus ha-rabim, irvu shtayim amtsos, now here, is where the Gemara is going to be medayik, that the language of the Braisa is like Shmuel. And it states, Irvu Shtaymi Matzahs, if an Erev is made with the outside courtyards joining with the middle courtyard by placing their courtyard, each one respectively, each one the outside, putting into the middle one, Zu Mevia Misoch Besa Volcheles, this one, in other words, the outside one can bring from his house and eat in the middle chatzah, Rashi explains in Zumevia. Vizomevia Misoch Besa Volcheles, and the other outside one could bring into the middle one and eat. Zomachseres Mosra Lesoch Besa, this one could take its food that's left over in the middle one and bring it back to its house. Vizomachseres Mosra Lesoch Besa. However, the Braisa made no mention of the middle one carrying, because as Shmuel had taught, opinion of Rabbi Shimon is, Ein shtei reshuyos mishamshos l'reshus achas. The Erev for the middle one was not effective because it can't be pulled in two different directions from two different Eruvim. Avol Chachamim omrim shloshten asuris, but the Chacham hold everything is going to be asur. So the Braisa supports the position of Shmuel. Says the Gemara, V'az de Shmuel etameh, Shmuel is l'shitaso, da'amar Shmuel chotzer shebein shnei muvos. If you have a chotzer, a courtyard between two muvos, you could see that on the on your diagrams in the Hod V'Hoder, it's diagram Reish Samach Dalid, you see a courtyard, and with two sides of it, there is a mavoi. A mavoi is an area that's predominantly closed on three sides, like a dead-end street. The mavoi has an entrance, though. Both mavois on either side have an entrance to the chotzer. Now, what the Gemara is going to do is going to bring a raya to the shita of Shmuel that we had learned in regards to three chatzeros next to each other from another case of Shmuel. More precisely, not a raya, but Shmuel l'shitasa. D'amar Shmuel, Shmuel taught, chatzer shebein shnei muvos, if you have a chatzer between these two muvos, irva im shneihem asura im shneihem. If you make an eruv between both muvos, in other words, if you attempt to be able to carry into both muvos by putting an eruv inside of the chatzer for both muvos, so then asura al shneihem. Then it's prohibited to carry from the chatzer into both of those muvos. This is already, even though this braisa is going to continue teaching, this Gemara will continue teaching other statements of Shmuel, this will already be Shmuel l'shitaso, because Shmuel here is saying like what he had said in regards to the three chatzeros next to each other, that the middle chatzer cannot be dragged and made to have an Erev in two different directions. Similarly, a chatzer cannot have two different Eruvin with two different Mavo'os. Lo Ervoim Shneim, continues the teachings of Shmuel, Asur Osros Al Shneim, Oseres Al Shneim. If an Erev was not made, and it's the Derech Rashi explains, to walk from this chatzer into the Mavoi, and from this chatzer into the other Mavoi, once it's a Derech, then it makes that Derech Asur on Shabbos, because the only way one would be allowed to carry is with an Erev. Continues Shmuel's teaching. Haisa be'echad regila u'be'echad eino regila. What happens if the common thing is to carry from the chatzer to the mavui on his right, but not to the mavui on his left? Zesher regila ba'ab, the one is normal to carry to, asur. So then in such a case, then you need to make an Erev and it's going to be asur. Zesher ein regila ba'ab mutter. But that which is not common is going to be mutter, period. Amar Rabba bar Ravuna, irva im she'ein regila ba'ab, Huter regila la'atzma. If he makes an Erev, Rabbi Baravuna added, if he made an Erev with the side that he normally does not carry into, so then in such a case he has chosen that his relationship with a chatzer is to the mavoi that he's normally not ragil, and that for that reason he could carry in the mavoi that he's normally prone to carry in, and there is no problem of the chatzer asering onto the mavui, because he has shown that he's pulling himself away from that mavui. In other words, the b'nei chatzer are pulling themselves away from that mavui, and they're interested only in the other mavui, and the only time one will aser on the other is if he normally goes through it.
and he didn't show he wasn't interested in going through it. If he makes an Erev for the one that he normally goes into, and the side that he normally does not go into, he doesn't make an Erev with, and there was no Erev made in the Mavoi that the Bnei HaChatzer normally did not walk through. And if the Bnei HaChatzer walk through that Mavoi that they normally don't walk through, so then they won't be quote-unquote messing up those people in the Mavoi because they didn't make an Erev at all. However, if they're going to walk through the side that they normally walk through, then the chatzer will be oseres onto that mavui that made its own Erev. They didn't make an Erev with the chatzer, but they made their own Erev. Now, if the bnei chatzer walk through it, so then that shows that the area normally includes the chatzer, and the only way to be able to carry the mavui is if they make an Erev with the bnei chatzer, and they didn't. So what is the suggestion? Dochin osa etzel she'ena regila bo. We push those who normally don't go to the mavoi that's less common, and we encourage them to go there in order for them not to mess up the mavoi that they normally walk through, which made its own Erev. So as not to mess up the mavoi that made an Erev. And here the Gemara evokes a very famous and beautiful rule, and that is that if you as a neighbor could just as well do something without losing anything, and it will benefit your neighbor, you're supposed to do it. For example, if someone's going to gain benefit from your wall that you built, and they're going to gain shade, you're not allowed to charge them, says the Gemara in Bava Basra, and you'd beis them a beis, charge them for that hana, because that's called midas sedom. If someone derives benefit from you and you're not getting any loss, so then you're supposed to indulge them and allow them to have the hana without charging them. Similarly over here, if you're going to walk through, you and the chatz are going to walk through the Erev area, so then you're showing that that area is shared by both the chatzar and the mavui, and in such a case, the Erev that the Mavli made for themselves is going to be possible because they would have had to have joined in the Bnei HaChatzer and they didn't. So just go the other way. Let them have their Erev and you go the other way to the area that you normally don't walk through, but you won't be passing an Erev because on that side they did not make an Erev. This is not an easy Gemara. If you go over it a couple of times, Bezer Hashem, I think you will have more clarity. Says the Gemara, a new Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda told the name of Shmuel, Hamaf Makbid Al Eruvo, Ein Eruva Erev. Mashmo Erev Shmo. If someone is Makbid, that one of the Bnei Chabura in the Chatzer or in the Mavui should not eat from the Erev, so then it messes up the whole Erev. As Shmuel teaches it, that the expression is Eruv, that everybody is joined together. Lehit Arev, Areva. Areva also even means sweet, that there's a sweet relationship between the neighbors. This is a Yesod Gadol in Eruv, and we've discussed the implications of this in the Halacha from the Daily Daf in the beginning of the third parak, that the whole Tafkid of the Eruv is to join the tzibur together. It's not a coincidence that the Sitra Acher finds that specifically Erev, that is supposed to join us together, Dafka brings about machlokas in halacha, which is fine. It's supposed to be that way, but when it leads to severe disagreements between people and they can't get along because of it, that's the koach of the Sitra Acher. Rabbi Chanina Amar Eruve Erev. Rabbi Chanina says it is called an Erev, Elish Nikre, Nikra Me'anshe Vardina. But these people who are makbid are referred to as the people of Ardina that were known to be kamtsanim, to be very selfish people. Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmuel Acholik es eruvai eina eruv. If someone divides up his eruv, he puts it in two different utensils, Rashi explains, it's not a valid eruv. Keman ke Beis Shammai, this is following the opinion of Beis Shammai, the Sani, as we learned in Brisa, chamisha shegavu es eruvan, v'nasnu b'shnei kelim, if there are five people that collected their Erev and put it into two utensils. Beis Shammai, we learned this already in the previous daf, that By Shammai, he says at once it's being held in two different utensils. It's not considered a valid Erev. Ubeisil loimrim ma'reze Erev. And Beisil says it is a valid Erev. Says the Gemara, afil tema Beisila. We could argue that it's even following the opinion of Beisila. At kan lo kamer Beisila hasam. Maybe Beisila suggested their opinion. El de malion lemana v'yaiser. Avol hecha de palga miflag lo. Beis Hillel said it's acceptable when you filled it up, you put the Erev into a utensil, but there wasn't enough room in the utensil to put all the Erev. Beis Shammai is even more machmir. Beis Shammai says that we don't care, we don't have rachmanis, you got to find the utensil that's large enough. However, if he didn't fill up a utensil and he just put them in two different utensils in two different houses, so in such a case, then Beis Hillel would agree to Beis Shammai. Rashi points out that the Gemara is bringing out the idea that we had from Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel above, and that is Mashmo Erev Shmo, that the whole idea of the Erev is to bring people together. Hence, the Gemara says, not only if one is makbid on somebody that he doesn't want him to eat from his Erev, but immediately if you start putting different parts of the Erev in different places, that undermines the essence of joining everybody together. Where do you draw the line? Beis Shammai is more machmir, but Gemara suggests even Beis Hillel, whose makel is only going to be makel where it was difficult to put the two eruvim together. But if you were just leaving over space and you're putting it in two different houses, it begins to undermine the essence of joining everyone together. The Gemara now points out that there are two explanations, or more precisely, examples of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, of where dividing an Erev is going to be a problem. Number one, HaMakbid al Eruvo, that was seven lines before the wide. And then five lines before the wide, we had Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, HaCholek es Eruvo. The Gemara asks, Vitarti Lomli, why do I need both of those cases? In both cases, the point is the same, as we brought out a moment ago. And that is, that you can't divide an Erev. So why do we need both cases? Vitarti Lomli, Tzricha. Maybe it's only the case where you're makbid, that you don't want someone to derive benefit from the Erev, then you've entirely divided the essence of the Erev. But if you put it into two different utensils, into two different houses, then in such a case, maybe it's not a problem. You weren't makbid. But maybe in the case of where you're divided, but maybe in a case where you're makbid on somebody not to eat from the Erev, you didn't separate the Erev itself, so then maybe it would be acceptable. Tzricha, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel needs to tell us that both of them are unacceptable. The Gemara continues, Amar le Ravi Abba le Rav Yehuda bebe Mitzarta. Rabbi Abba said to Rav Yehuda from Mitzarta, Devei Rav Zakoi from the yeshiva of Rav Zakoi, Mi Amar Shmuel, did Shmuel say Hacholik es Eruvo eino Eruv, that if you divide the Eruv, it's not going to be acceptable? Va Amar Shmuel, but didn't Shmuel teach Bayish Aminichem bo Eruv eino tzarech litein es hapas? We know that the way an Eruv is made, everybody joins together their bread and puts it in one house. The house that has everybody's bread, the Baal Bayis doesn't need to put his contribution into the actual basket with everybody else. My time. What was the reason that Shmuel said? La mishum da'amar. We could say, Kivan de manach besola, he designated his own bread in a particular basket for the Erev. Kiman de manach hachadami. It's considered as if it's resting with the rest of them.
Hachanami asks the Gemara, Kivan de manach besola, since you have two parts of the Erev sitting in baskets, Kiman de manach hachadami. Why don't we say it's as if they're sitting together, just like we said by the Baal HaBayis?
Amalei.
Hasam, there in the case of the Baal HaBayis, it's a totally different ballgame. Afal pi shein pas. What would happen if he didn't even have any bread? It would still be fine. My taima, dekula hacha dairi. Because everybody is now living in his house. By putting their bread in his house, that's the reason why he doesn't need to add his own bread to the actual kli itself. Because they're all joined with him. And technically, he really doesn't need to be Mosif his own pas. Period. The Gemara now begins another form of analysis of Eruv Echatzeros. Amar Shmuel, Eruv Mishum Kinyan. The way in which Eruv works, the way in which one affects an Eruv, is a transaction of the house. Let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi spells this out in very succinct fashion. Seven lines from the bottom of Dibar Maschil Erev. Shu mitzarfon. Taima, the Erev as joining together, the rationale for it is, Mishum Kinyan. Shemaknalu balabayis rishus. So the balabayis gives over his rishus. Venimza kulam bebailim bebayizet. All of the individuals become bailim in that house. So they've been kone the house of the Baal HaBayis, wherever the Erev is, and therefore they all share in the chatzer as well. And if you're going to ask, continues the Gemara, why don't we do that kinyan with an amount of money? Because sometimes in Erev Shabbos, it's hard to find cash. You remember that time when you remembered you need to get something for Shabbos, and you asked your wife for cash, or you asked your husband for cash, and sure enough, you had to do what you didn't want to do, to use the credit card, because there wasn't any cash that was handy. So therefore, they used something that was more handy, and that was challah. Ask Gemara if it's only a technicality. So then, hecha di'arev mi'alikni, what happens if they do a kinyan with money? It should work. The Gemara says, "Gzeir Hashem yomru ma ikner." We're afraid that people are going to think that the prominent point is the money, and then what will happen is vizimnin delo shachriach ma. And in the case where there isn't cash around, as we dramatized before, velo asa liruve bepas, then they won't know that they could use bread as well. The asi iruve lil kilkule, and then eruv will come to a kilkul that people will not know that they could use pas for an Erev, and it will end up hurting Klal Yisrael. Rabba disagrees with Shmuel. Shmuel said the point of Erev is a kinyan. Rabba amar Erev mishum dira. Rabba says that Erev is the idea that each one of the individuals are now living in that house, not that they become bailim, as Shmuel had suggested, but rather they join together in that house. My beinayu, what would the nafkamina be between them? Ika beinayu kli upachos mishava pruta. The nafkamina would be if they use a utensil, it's less than a shava pruta, like the kinyan of chalipin, that they do a transaction which is less than a shava pruta. According to Shmuel, it will work because it's a kinyan. According to Rabba, it will not be acceptable. Vikatan, what happens if the katan goes around to collect the Erev? If it's a kinyan, then a katan is not able to create a kinyan. However, if the idea is to create a dira, so then the katan collected for everybody on their behalf and put it in the house, and pragmatically and practically, this is now a shared dira for everybody. Both according to your explanation, says Abaye to Rabba, as well as Shmuel's explanation, I have a difficulty with the Braisa. Chamisha shegavu es eruvan. There are five people that gathered in Eruv to carry in one chatzer. Then they decided that they wanted to carry as well in another chatzer. And they brought that Eruv to put down in another chatzer. Kishei molichan es eruvan l'makar acher, when it's brought to another chatzer, echad molich l'kulan. One could bring for everybody. Asks Abaye, according to Shmuel, who niyu dikakani? Then the only one that's doing the kinyan is the one of the five who's bringing it over. So then it shouldn't work according to Shmuel. Vesu, and according to Shmuel, you shouldn't be doing anything for anybody else. Vesu lo, everybody else is not going to be able to be kone. As well as Akasha on Rabba, who knew the kadayir v'sulo? It's only this individual who's making himself the dira in this new chatzer, and everybody else should not be able to carry in this new chatzer. Amalei lo ledidi kasha l'shmuel kasha. It's neither a kasha according to Mises Rabba nor a kasha on Shmuel. Shlichus dekula ka'avid. We consider the one person as doing shlichus on everybody's behalf. Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Chama bar Guria, Amar Rav halacha k'Rabbi Shimon. We follow like the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, going back to the issue of our Mishnah that our daf had begun with. If you have the three chatzeros that are open to each other, you're allowed to carry from the outer ones into the middle ones, and the middle ones into the outer ones. And the only thing that's usher is the two outer ones from carrying to each other. We begin a new Mishnah. Misha Baba Derech, if somebody was going along the way, V'choshchalo, and it turns out it's getting dark, and he needs to be Kone Shvisa. V'yamakir Ilon Ogoder, and he knows of a tree or a fence that is nearby. V'amar Shvisasi Tachtov, my Shvisa is going to be there. The Mefarshim explains that here that tree or the fence is at the end of his 2,000 amos, so he's still connected to that area. Nevertheless, lo amar klum, it doesn't work. In the Gemara, what will be fleshed out is that part of the problem over here is that it's not a makom misuyam. The tree had a long set of branches that were more than 4 amos, and you need to be kona shvisa in a very particular place. In contrast to shvisasi biikaro, I am going to be resting by its trunk, mahalech mimakom raglav vadikaro alpayim amma. Then in such a case, he could go 2,000 amos to the trunk, umeikaro vad beso alpayim amma, and then he'll be able to go another 2,000 amos to his house. Nimtza mahalech michashachashecha arbaz alafim amma. In such a case, he'd be able to go 4,000 amos. In our Gemara, not today, but down the line, we will explain the mechanics between of that heter. Im eino makir, if he does not know that there is a tree, o sheino baki ba'alacha, or he's not one who's aware of this halacha, which is quite a chidush, that says that you're allowed to say that at the end of 2,000 amos, that is my shvisa, and rather he thinks like the average person who knows the basic ideas of Tchumen, v'amar shvisasi b'mikomi, and he intends to be kona shvisa where he is, so then zachalo mikomo apayim amalakol ruach. Then, in such a case, he's entitled to 2,000 amos in every direction, and in such an instance, he will not be able to go back to his city like the other fellow who was able to. Now the Gemara begins to discuss geometry, not one of my favorite pursuits. I joke around with my family, this was my teenage rebellion. My mother, may she be well, was a fantastic math teacher. My father, may he be well, is a fantastic math teacher, a famous one in the world of high school math in New York City. Even my grandmother, my wife's grandmother, is a professor of math. My father has a PhD in statistics. Wow, this is going to take up the whole Daf Yomi shir. Bottom line is that, and there's more. The bottom line is that Baruch Hashem, due to all of that pressure of those great people to follow, I never took much of an interest to math. But as the Gra has pointed out, knowing math is very helpful, and it is a critical part of the next component of Maseches Erevin. I think I should ask my mother to say these shiurim. Let's pick up in the Mishnah. Agulos. If you have a circle surrounding the individual with the radius being 2,000 amos, Divrei Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus. That is the way to calculate a tchum. The Chachamim omrim, the Chacham disagree, mirubas, that the way in which it should be calculated is through a square. In other words, you draw the radius of 2,000 amos, and you have a full circle around him, and then the Rabbanan say you put a square around that circle. You have that very clearly in your diagrams. In the Hod V'Hodor, it's Reish Samach Vav. And of course, according to the Chachamim, you gain the corners, which of course there is a mathematical formula for that. Ketavla Merubas, Kedeshia Nisgar Lizovius. And in that way, you gain the corners. Vezui Shamru, and this is what's behind what we learned, Ha'ani Ba'arev Biraglov. Now this Vizuhi is not going back on the mathematical part, but is another halacha, and that is, in this context we learned about being kone tchum, that an ani could be ma'ariv with his feet, he doesn't need to put out objects. Amar Rabbi Meir, on lanu, ein lanu ela ani. This halacha only applies to a poor person, but a rich person would have to put something down. Rabbi Yehuda says, echad ani ve'echad asher. Both a poor person as well as a wealthy person could be kona shvisa in such a way. Lo amru ma'arvim bepas el haka el asher shelo yetze v'yari beraglov. In this famous expression, Rabbi Yehuda, we've already had this earlier, that the halacha of putting down a piece of bread was only stated on behalf of rich people if they don't want to go out to be Kona Shvisa. However, as we learned in above our Mishnah, maybe that's part of the expression Vizuhi Shamru, that Misha Baba Derech could be Kona Shvisa. Bezer Hashem, it's Erev Shabbos Kodesh, and we will conclude the daf over here. Bezer Hashem on Matzoy Shabbos, it's not too large of a daf. Meseches Erevin is not a hard Mesechta, but the dafim in general are shorter, especially for those of us who have not been Zocha this time around to do the daf yomi with Taisis. Maybe next time around we'll do it with Taisis. But this time around, we've done it without. Though even though the Gemaras are harder, let's be mechazek each other and say, well, at least the Gemaras are a little bit shorter, and for that reason we could do even an even better chazara on these sometimes difficult Gemaras. Bezer Hashem, this concludes the daf of Daf Memtes.